Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game that celebrates the games from Steve Jackson Games. This week, Rodrigo and Zach are back. Hello.
Hey. Hi there.
These guys weren't back last time, were they? No.
I don't think so.
Yep. Been a while since you guys have played a game, so we decided to be nice. Part of my new Karma initiative for 2014. Not Dharma initiative, because that comes in 2015.
Yeah.
But the Karma initiative, to be nice to other people. And so today we let Zach pick the combo. And what do you got, Zach?
Today we are playing the combo of Munchkin Apocalypse and the Good, the Bad, and the Munchkin.
Oh, the Apocalypse comes in the early days of the 1800s, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
Or maybe after the Apocalypse, this is how far we've gotten.
Oh, maybe.
Back to kind of like West Age.
Yeah.
That seems more likely. What would there like be nukes in the Apocalypse?
Wasn't that kind of like
set?
A Book of Eli? Didn't they kind of regress to kind of Midwesterning times?
Midwestern. Yeah.
That's a location.
Yeah, Midwestern times.
That's not a time period.
Wild Western times, I think, is what you're getting at.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
Okay, so if you guys don't remember Munchkin Apocalypse, it's one of the games that introduces door cards or seal cards. Or what are they called in the other games? Not
the other
seal cards.
Dungeons.
Oh, dungeon cards. Okay. So if you don't remember the seal cards, they have an immediate effect that affects the players who opens the seal and sometimes other players as well. And the seals stack on top of one another. So when a card directs you to open a seal, you turn over the top card. The player who was hit by the card is the one who opens the seal for rule purposes. The rules on this seal card replace previous seal effects. If the Munchkin dies, he opens a seal after his loyal comrades root his corpse. If a combat or other event triggers multiple Munchkin deaths, the current player opens one and only one seal after all deaths are resolved. Scary times, kids. But you can close a seal. Far too rarely a card will tell you to close a seal. You can... whenever a Munchkin goes up three or more levels on a single turn, you can close a seal. The seventh seal. If the seventh seal is open, the game ends instantly. Whoever has the most points wins. That's how I won that one time.
That one time.
One time.
And I relish my...
Is it the most gold or the highest bonus?
It's the most gold.
Okay.
Yep. All right, so I can't have two big items, right?
Right.
All right.
We have what? Sharks, undead, and
zombies. Yeah.
Was there one from the west?
I don't think so.
Horde monster? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's pretty early.
Ooh, I'm a kid. Kids never get eaten by monsters. Any death result becomes lose a level. Woohoo!
Nice.
Slingshot, you may give +5 to the Munchkin side in any combat if you're not involved in it. Okay. I've also got a +2 bowler hat.
That's cute.
Protest sign. And a chuck wagon. You don't have to use this card in combat, even if it's in play. If you do use chuck in a fight, you must pay him by discarding one card, either from your hand or in play, after the combat is over. Huh. So if I don't use that, then I'm not at the +4.
Right.
But if I use it, then I have to discard a card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Have to pay him. Have to pay Chuck. All right, Rob, what do you have?
+1 bonus, Moccasins of Silence. They also give you a +1 to run away.
Okay. What else you got?
+1 bonus, Moccasins of Silence.
Oh, okay. Well, good. That's very good, Rob.
Yes.
Part of my new Karma initiative, Rodrigo.
Oh, good.
Praise Rob. All right, Zach, what about you?
I am an outlaw, which has the dirty, rotten so-and-so. When bad stuff happens to a non-outlaw, go up a level. If he dies, the level you go up can be the winning level. And price on your head. Whenever you lose a level, remember level 1, players can't lose a level. Every non-outlaw draws a face-up treasure. If you die, they draw 2. And I have a +2 tire iron in one of my hands, and I made it camo, so you can't see that tire iron, for another +2 bonus.
Excellent. And then Rodrigo.
I'm a cowboy, which has a love...
Horse you ride?
I told you were a cowboy.
Yeah. Which has a... love your hoss. If I have a steed, I can win by reaching level 9 if I kill a monster to do it. And I have help your partner, which means if I'm helping someone, I can discard any card for a +3 bonus, but I can only do it twice. I'm also a cheating varmint, which means I ignore all class restrictions on items. And I have a huge belt buckle,
awesome.
Which is a +3 bonus.
Did you win that in the rodeo?
I think so.
Excellent. Awesome.
Is it also a bottle opener, beer bottle thing?
It's,
I don't know words tonight.
Oh, this tonight? Will be fun.
Well, ever, really.
I think if you know how to do it, every belt buckle hook is a bottle opener.
Oh, really? Interesting.
No, I'm not your little braided thing that you wear.
Oh, no.
The
not
rope.
The one I got.
The
yeah.
rope.
Yeah. Not the one I wove out of hemp.
There you go. All right, Zach, why don't you start us off since you picked this combo?
Oh, right.
There are no... we do have the Munchkin counters, but there are no Munchkin counters that we have that come from these two sets. So right now, everybody starts at level 1.
Right.
Darn.
Okay, here we go. We're going to kick open a door.
Wow.
Level 20, Great Cthulhu.
Wow.
Open a seal before combat.
Oh, no, before combat.
Yeah, let that happen.
Flee for your lives. All players discard 2 treasures.
What?
Continuing effect, Munchkins have +1 to run away.
Wow.
Is this a one time only? 2 treasures, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Crap it.
Poop. I will be discarding...
Wait.
What?
Treasures would be just the stuff in play, or does that include treasure cards?
I think
it's both.
Yeah,
you can discard from your hand.
That's
or
what
from,
I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to discard a stovepipe hat and visit the attic. Boo.
Gonna discard a level up card, because I can't use it till someone kills something, and well, that's not gonna happen.
Not here.
Oh, man. Crap it. Crap it.
See, the great thing about the Great Cthulhu card is there's no caveat of if you're below level 3, you can automatic run away.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
What's the bad stuff?
The bad stuff is not only are you dead, but everyone who Great Cthulhu did not catch goes up a level just to mock you.
Wow.
So welcome to the fun zone.
So I've got to get rid of 2.
Also, he's level 21 because seals add +1 to all the monsters.
Right.
I'm getting rid of Chuck Wagon and go up a level.
I do have a extra +1 to run away, though. And the great thing, if I die with my outlaw ability, you guys will gain a level and 2 cards. So, fantastic.
The outlaw has a bounty thing where if you take bad stuff, your opponents get stuff.
Weird.
Awesome.
Yep.
So, does anybody have anything to give him negs to run away? Because, you know, really, that's going to benefit everybody but Zach.
Yep.
See, that'd be being nice to both Rodrigo and myself if you did this.
I don't have anything.
Oh.
I had to give away all my cool stuff.
No.
Well, no. Okay, I'm just going to run away. I'm going to use the Apocalypse Die to run away to help my odds.
Oh, I'm sure that will help.
I'm sure that's how math works.
No,
it does not work for you.
A 3.
So it'd be a 4, and you need a 5. Ah.
Yay,
so
games.
We all go up a level.
Congrats.
All right.
Except for Zach. Zach is dead, so we get to loot the corpse.
Yeah,
which means... Do I keep my class?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything
which means
else,
we need to roll off, because we're all level 2.
I rolled a 2.
I rolled a 3. That guy likes 3s.
I rolled a 4.
There you go.
Okay, so Rodrigo picks first, and we all get how many treasures? 2 treasures, Zach?
Yes, you draw 2 face-up treasure cards.
I saw what you did there, and a branding iron.
A cow chip, and a small, well-aimed asteroid.
I'm gonna take this sock holiday.
What'd you get from your, treasures?
Out of the frying pan, into the fire, cancels any disaster, play at any time, then open 1 seal, and then patent medicine, +4 to either side in combat, or play on any character who has failed to run away. This removes death from the bad stuff of all monsters who caught him after that combat, usable ones only.
I think I'm going to take the Thunderbird.
What else you got left there, Zach?
A disaster, a global warming, lose your foot gear in a level, and a tire iron that's camo, which is a +4 for 1 hand.
Ooh, let me have the tire iron.
Tire iron it is. There you go.
Does this keep the camo?
It should.
Yeah,
it should.
It's on one of those places card with an item. That item is now the camo and is worth an extra two. Card goes with the item. If it's lost, stolen, or discarded.
Good turn, Zach.
Way to go, Zach. Wow. Good one.
Let the games begin.
First turn of the game.
Wait. He died.
Yeah. Oh, so it opens the seal.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Here they come again. Reshuffle the door and treasure discards back into their respective decks.
Oh, what
the heck? Continuing effect, when running away, Munchkins must succeed twice to avoid the bad stuff.
Oh, no. We have to run away twice?
Yep.
Oh, thank goodness I
have
many.
And Cthulhu's back in the deck.
Cthulhu's back in the deck.
Thank goodness I have many card or many die in my... Man, I don't know how to shuffle.
In your Zach sack?
In my Zach of sack.
Make sure you don't shuffle your hand
in,
friend.
I just did. No, these are
not.
What's
that? What's that over there?
These
must
be mine. Yes, those are mine. Good catch there, Rodrigo.
And then...
It happens. I had a friend who, like, anytime we did a magic draft, first thing he would do at the end of a game is shuffle his sideboard into his deck every time, and then had to sit there, like, 15 minutes picking it back out.
I remember the first couple times I played Commander, I always shuffled
the commander
into the middle.
Everyone
which was great
does
because
that the first few times.
It was Rob's deck.
That made it all so worth it.
Yeah.
That's why Greg actually sleeves his commanders in entirely different sleeves.
That's smart.
Which is frustrating because, you know, I play with a lot of shuffled. A lot of tuck effects.
Wow. It would be awesome if Rodrigo rolled got a Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Yes. That would be amazing. But he's going to kick down a western door.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Here
we
go. Cowboy.
Which would be super epic.
Kick down a door. Level 2, undead, hop along cavity. Your level does not count in this combat, oh no. Now bad stuff, lose one of those levels that didn't count. Level 2, right now.
Four.
Oh, level 4?
Yeah.
Yipe.
Extra math.
So, are the seal effects cumulative, or do we only care about
the... I think it's
just
the top one.
We only care about the top one,
yeah.
But the seals add plus one to the monsters for each seal.
But his doesn't... Oh, that's right. Oh, plus one to the monsters for each seal. That's right. Okay.
I'm at 3. It's at 4.
Bull.
Anybody want to help?
I can only effectively give you a 1 currently.
So your level doesn't count?
My level doesn't count.
Does my level count if I help?
Nope.
No.
So I would bring in 2, 6, 10, 13. What do I get?
A treasure.
I will do that to help you out for 1 treasure.
Okay.
And a scoop full of karma.
And a scoop full of karma to sprinkle all over myself.
Gross.
I think there's a song written about that, but they refer to it as sugar.
Anybody going to do anything?
What are you guys beaning it by?
What are you bringing in?
I'm bringing in 13, so.
Oh.
Yeah, Steven got a good hand. Anyone? 3, 2, 1. Crunch.
Yay, we both go up a level.
You don't go up a level.
No. No.
Dang it.
I don't.
You get the treasure.
But you get the treasure.
Yay!
Cheers.
There's your smoke grenade.
Hey, I get a smoke grenade. Woo!
And that's my turn.
All right, I'm going to kick open a door, pal. Disaster, blizzard, lose a level. Boo.
Other way.
Lose a level. 3?
All right, so now I can loot the room or go looking for trouble, correct?
Correct.
I'll go looking for trouble with a level 4 rogue office supply. Science cannot explain them and won't try. Plus 3 against scientists. Discard items in alphabetical order by name until the total is at least 800 gold pieces. Now you are organized. 2 treasures on this one. I'm at level 12, effective everything.
Mm.
3, 2...
Yeah,
curse smash. Pow. 2 treasures for me. Dead monster for you. And my turn is done.
Okay. I'm going to put some stuff into play. And then I'm going to kick down the door. Trap, broken laid, discard a steed.
No.
Okay.
Well, that was almost mine. Oh.
Huh.
That's so scary. Have a steed. I do.
I am going to take the annual bath to go up a level.
That's a hard one. Is that a Western card or is that an apocalypse card?
And I'm going to loot the room.
Are you kidding? In apocalypse, you don't last a year.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Do I give a card to Zach?
I'm level two.
Zach's level
I'm level one. One.
Or declare martial law.
No.
Lose card at any time except during combat. Players may ignore all militia-related restrictions on items.
Cool.
The Munchkin side gets a +5 in each combat, but each monster is worth one fewer treasure. Minimum of one. Discard this card when a seal is closed.
Cool.
So that goes away when the seal is closed?
Yes.
What was the bonus?
Five.
Okay. You're done?
I am Dunskies.
I'm going to draw some cards. One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
Because you died.
I did. It was that great moment at the start of the game.
It is funny, though, that in the apocalypse game, the first thing that happens is Cthulhu shows up.
Yeah. That's exactly how it happens. We went from Good, the Bad, and Cthulhu, and Cthulhu shows up and turned it into the apocalypse.
I want a deck with all the Cthulhu monsters.
That would just be extra difficult.
It would.
That game would put
other things in there.
That game would just last forever, because people would just keep drawing Cthulhu and dying.
All right. Oh, look. Chuck Wagon.
Hey.
It's the Chuck Wagon.
Hey, he comes around again.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you use this? If you do use Chuck in a fight, you must pay him by discarding one card either from your hand or in play after the combat is over. Okay. Cool. Beans. I'm going to kick open the door.
The only thing you got to put in play.
Yeah. Oh, level 12, Renegade Seal. -3 against Militia. Bad stuff. Lose your headgear and open a seal. Oh, well.
Is that 14 to your 10?
I have... 10? If I use Chuck. Which wouldn't be horrible. So, I could have 10... The most I could pull out is 12. The most I could have is 12. So I would need some help. Would anyone like to help? There is a total of 2 treasures available.
I'll do it.
What are your demands, sir?
Oh, there's only 2 treasures available.
Correct. Well, yeah, minus the...
I thought you were offering up the 2 treasures out of the 3.
No, there are 2 treasures available. You can make your offer.
And
it's not going to turn down to you, but I'm just saying.
Half the treasures?
Half the treasures. Fantastic.
What if there were 3 treasures?
Rounded up.
Yeah.
I'm willing to help, too.
And I can throw in 5 if I'm not involved in the combat.
He's
what my kid power does. Adds +5 to the combat if I'm not involved in it.
To either side?
To the Munchkin side.
Oh, it's the Munchkin side.
Yeah. Alright, so, Rob, let's, I guess, do this.
Okay.
What do you have?
I have 4.
4? Hey, look, we're winning. Wait, I gotta use Chuck. So, you have to do discard.
But don't you get +5? Because of the militia,
and then I'm giving +5 in each combat,
and I'm throwing in a +5 just because.
Oh, you are.
So that's 10 right there, plus whatever you guys are bringing to the table.
So that's 10, and then
so it's 15.
Have 1, and you have
4.
4.
So it's 15.
15. We're winning.
Woo!
Woo!
What's the bad stuff?
Lose your headgear and open a seal.
And plus,
this is 14.
Plus, we get treasure.
Remember? Only if he dies.
I know if he dies.
But there's death isn't part of it.
Oh.
Death won't happen.
So what's the bounty thing say?
Whenever I lose a level, you draw face up. If I die, you draw two.
Carry on.
So we're going to win by one. 5, 4, 3, 2
Boom. Okay. Get your level.
Bam.
Got a 50 cal, which isn't usable by a kid.
Not a kid.
And a bow. Which 50 cal is big.
Yes, I have a big item. Fantastic.
So who got what?
I got a bow for a plus 3 bonus, 2 hands.
Okay. I got the 50 cal, which is a plus 5 bonus, 2 hands, big.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, too many cards.
I'm a level 2.
Me too.
So I think everybody's a level 2.
I'm a level 3.
I'm gonna
Rodrigo's a level 3.
Hold that.
What?
We haven't lost levels.
Oh, whoops.
Or died.
Man.
Depending.
Man.
And I will discard Mr. Dude. And
this is a good combination too, because you can play a kid or a dude.
Mm. That's nice. The kid grows up to be a dude eventually.
Yeah.
I'm done.
All right. Time to kick down a door.
Drinks white Russians.
Yeah. Level 1. The Lone Ranger. If you defeat him, he'll offer you a deal. Instead of plugging him and taking a treasure and a level, you can draw 2 face down doors. It's your choice. Bad stuff. Your credit is bad. Next time you want to trade items for levels, it will cost you an extra 300 gold pieces.
No, I hope you can defeat a level 1 character.
Well, he's a 3 right now, which I beat him on my level. So he's at 3 and I'm at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So yes, I'm beating him right now. Anybody going to do anything?
No.
3, 2, 1, crunch. I want to go ahead and take a level in the treasure. Just because when seals start popping, I'm going to need that extra oomph. And then I'm going to put on some medicine armor. Plus 1 bonus usable by Indians only. Monster which get a bonus against Indian. Monsters which get a bonus against Indians.
Monsters. Are you an Indian?
I'm a cheating varmint.
Oh, okay.
Do not get that bonus against the wearer of this armor. Instead, he gets that same bonus against them. Ho ho.
Ooh.
And that's my turn.
Okay, I'm going to kick open the door. Kapow. Wandering monster. Whoa. And I'm going to loot the room. Oh, good lord.
Dunskies?
And I'm done. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, I guess I don't want to make this turn go to completely waste. I saw what you did there. I will go up a level.
Play when someone else goes up a level for any reason.
Oh, I thought it was just play at any time.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Words.
Didn't Rodrigo go up a level?
But you would have had to play it on his turn.
Okay.
Not, you know.
Okay. Well, I can do this then. I'm going to close the seal with my presidential proclamation.
Cancels any disaster, closes the seal, play at any time.
So what's the ongoing?
Martial law is gone.
Martial law is gone.
The ongoing is munchkins have plus 1 to run away.
Fantastic.
Done.
I am done.
Kick down the door. Wandering monster.
Wandering monster. I just imagine that that's how it goes.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Gotta loot the room.
I think this is the first room looting we've had after like 2 turns.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna become paranoid and play a disaster on Rodrigo.
No.
AM radio. Lose your class.
I'll play out of the frying pan into the fire, cancels any disaster, play at any time, then open 1 seal.
Oh, scientists lose a level. continuing effect, all monsters have plus three for each scientist or super scientist in the party.
Ooh.
Any more scientists?
Congress is in session. No one's a scientist right
now.
Thank
goodness.
Yes. Done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Door kick. Level two shark. TV breacher. Plus four against militia. Or those who have no class. Bad stuff. Fear the fire and brimstone. Discard all your fire flame items. So it's a shark, so
wander.
You
want to
do crazy stuff.
Yep, throw it in, pile it in. What level are you, Zach?
Two.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Just because it's so perfect.
Would be funny.
Maybe.
They say that one we had was it comes back around, so there's a level 20 Cthulhu. Level 20 Cthulhu. I can't use it on Rob. Zach,
why?
I'm sorry. Karma 2014.
What about me?
You don't count for karma.
It's too funny to use it on you right now.
Rob, you want
it's just too appropriate.
You
want to
flip a seal there, friend?
Hmm. Yep. Flip a seal.
Flip a seal.
Beer shortage. All militia lose a level. All monsters have plus three for each militia or super militia in the party.
Nope.
Nope. All right. So what we're facing here is level 23 Great Cthulhu and level 5 TV Preacher.
So level 28.
And I have 5, 9.
I won't join the combat, but I'll give you my plus five, Zach.
Fantastic.
See,
thank
it kind of works
out. Thank you for your support.
So now you're at what?
That would be 14.
Well, so you're halfway there.
Halfway there.
Even, I think if we wanted to help
we
you,
couldn't, you couldn't,
we could not,
you couldn't even
could
do
not
it.
Monster.
All right. Fantastic. Let's run away some more.
Just run away, Zach.
All right.
You can do this.
I'm going to grab my sack for good luck.
Who are you going to run away from first?
Oh, the preacher. Maybe he'll save me before Cthulhu kills me. Hey,
look at that. You run away from that guy.
And that didn't help me at all. Didn't. That was a wasted roll. Crap. I wasn't going to lose anything. Come on, Cthulhu. Run away like a scared puppy. Huzzah!
Oh, you do.
Day is mine.
Oh, darn it.
I ran away from that giant beast. Ha.
Oh, that could have gone very poorly.
It could have gone extremely poorly and very well for all of you.
I know. I was trying to help Rob out.
Yeah, that was your idea.
It would have been helping both of us out.
All right, so
he would be helping more people than hurting.
And in the apocalypse, you want to think the good of the many outweigh the good of the one.
I guess. But I'd rather be many. I'm done. I'm sad. I'm going to go cry.
I'm going to kick down a door.
Steven.
I'm sorry, Zach.
In the apocalypse, you chose to rob over me.
Well, in the worst case,
idea.
Yeah, but see, in the worst case, I can always gut rob and crawl inside and get warm.
Yes.
Let's see. Level 8, toxic mold. Fire flame attacks count double. Bad stuff. Your armor and foot gear are moldy. Discard them if you have neither. Or discard them. If you have neither, lose a level. Let's see. It's getting a plus 3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at 11.
Yep.
I'm at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's 11. Anybody want to help?
Sure, I'll help you.
Was it worth two treasures?
Yep.
I'll help you for one treasure.
I would help for a treasure.
I'm not even going to make the offer.
Okay. You want to help, Steven?
I will help you. Okay. I'm bringing in 4, 8, 12... 15.
Okay. Anybody gonna do anything about this?
Negative.
Nah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Crunch. I'll go up a level. And 2 treasures. Let's see. One is Loot Army Surplus Store. You may either take the top 2 cards from the treasure discards or look at the top 4 cards and choose one to keep. Decide before you touch the discard pile. After you choose, discard this card. Also, Peace Pipe. Play this card during combat. The monsters are discarded. No one gets treasure or levels, and all cards played are returned to those who played them, usable once only.
I'm a rebel kid. I want one of them peace pipes. I'm not supposed to smoke, but I'm a gonna.
I mean, I'm a gonna.
I'm so cool.
I'm cool. I want to hang out by the parking lot during lunchtime.
That would make you so cool. Especially the peace pipe was like 2 feet long.
Yeah.
And the other kid's like, oh, let me pull out my little tiny cigarettes. And you're like, oh, I'll show you the mega daddy. And he pulled this long wooden thing.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Much more.
That's my turn.
Okay, I will kick open the door. Pow. Level 12 loco weed. I'm going to put that in my piece by piece.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Fire flame attacks do double damage. And it is at a level 15, and I'm sitting at 14. Or, I'm sorry. 4, 8, 12, 15. So I'm tied. I think I will use a smoke grenade. And add +3 to my side.
What's the bad stuff?
Bad stuff. You go loco. Give a card either in play or from your hand to every player.
Hmm. And right now you are beating
it by 3.
3? I'll give it +4 to its side.
Now why would you do that?
Because I want a card.
How exactly are you using the branding iron?
Oh, that's right. It's a flame attack.
That's used by a cowboy.
Oh, that's right. It's only by
a
cowboy only. I'm a kid. I can't read.
I don't think that counts. You can put your sign in.
I'll put my sign in. So now I'm losing by 6.
Did I have to throw in my medicine into that?
Yeah, I'd probably back up.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 13 to its 15. You were up at 16. So, yeah.
Okay.
Curse that, Rodrigo. Now I'm going to have to use my peace pipe. Unless somebody wants to help me, Zach. I give you 2 treasures out of the deal.
2 treasures, you say?
2 treasures. If you actually.
What's the bad stuff again? Am I going to get hurt or maimed?
Give a card either in play or from your hand to every player. So you can either have 1 card, or you can have 2 cards,
or
you can have no cards.
3 cards.
You wouldn't you'd only lose 2.
Yeah.
I would have to give one to Steven.
Yeah.
Says all players.
Yeah. You'd have to give one to Steven, but Steven would also have to give one to you if both of you failed to run away.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, you know, Steven could run away and you could fail. And we would all laugh.
Yeah, I'm gonna pacifist this one and sit this one out.
All right, well, I'll just use my peace pipe. You can have that back.
I also hope to get a second.
I can have my smoke grenade back.
I'll do the
peace pipe. Lets everything go back.
Yeah,
works for me.
Yep. Treasure, monster, and I'm just gonna go ahead and let me see. Can I see the treasure discards, please? Oh, wait, see. Play the combat. Go through the discards. Oh, any of the discards. I see how that is. I'm going to go visit
the...
It has to be a value of 300 gold or less.
This card anytime I can go through the discards and pick up each of which has a value of 300
that's
gold pieces or less.
Let me see if there's any items. I needed to see if there was anything in there anyway.
Only a steed would be in the doors for items.
All right, so there wasn't anything in that, so I'm not going to use this.
Yeah.
No. All right, I am done.
All right, I am going to kick down a door. Safety dance. Play when a seal is opened. Close the seal immediately. It never happened. May not be used to close the 7th seal. Cool.
That is cool.
I'm gonna loot the room. I got a steed.
Sweet.
Plus one bonus, jackass. You're at neg one to run away, but you can carry and use one extra big item. Awesome. I'm going to discard. I can't see your level, Zach.
Oh, two.
Yeah, here you go.
Hey, Karma 2014 is already paying off.
All right.
Is a load of crap.
I told you to get Cthulhu back.
I couldn't have gotten him back.
And door, please be a good door. Disaster, a rain of fire. Lose your headgear and a level.
Yipe.
I don't have headgear.
But you have a level.
I will lose that level.
Wow.
Oh, Zach just lost a level.
Open up a seal.
No.
Right?
Draw a face-up treasure, everyone. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. So Rodrigo gets to go up a level card. Steven gets a...
with a bayonet. All right.
And Rob gets a calendar stone.
What does a calendar stone do?
+3 to either side.
Nice.
It can be used to kill a specific monster, though. I just don't remember which one. It says it on the monster.
I'm going to go ahead and shoot the piano player while I'm at it.
Cool.
Why would you do that?
He was playing bad tunes, man.
Yeah.
Playing that giant
I now have like... a protest sign with a bayonet.
Awesome. I'm going...
You didn't want a camo tire iron with a bayonet?
Nope, I thought about it, but... I'm trying to spread out my potential disasters if I should ever lose the card.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to become a super outlaw.
Whoa.
Yeah, watch out.
So does that mean we get 4 times the treasures when you lose a level?
No. It means shut up.
It means he's outlaw man.
Yeah.
And outlaw I'm man. Done.
Yeah, he's Lobo. All right, time to kick down a door.
Level one.
Outlaw card. And then I'm going to go looking for trouble against level 1 Sock Holiday. +4 against dudes. Bad stuff, you are socked. You saw that coming, right? Lose the item in play that gives you the smallest bonus. Right now it is at 4, which I am beating it just with my level alone, but I'm at a total of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 versus its 4.
It's Sock Holiday, fraught with religious significance.
Whoa.
+10 to monster, and open a seal.
Wow.
It was just lying there, honest. Starting with the player who opened the seal and going clockwise, everyone draws a face-down treasure. Awesome. Going clockwise.
Person who opened,
the seal, which
he
is the person
open, he has
who
to open the seal.
It's not the active player, it's the person who plays the card that says open a seal.
All right.
Face-down treasure? Yeah, face-down. Go ahead, Zach.
Me. Bam.
And the continuous effect is all monsters have one extra treasure.
Ooh.
Sweet.
But I just gave him +11.
Yep. I'm going to... Ooh. Yeah, loot the army surplus store. To take the top 2 cards from the treasure discards.
Whew.
Beep.
And a peace pipe.
Beep.
Nice. Oh, that's a good one.
Now, let's see. So, this guy's at 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Um, Anybody want to help?
I would be of no use to you.
What is the bad sounds stuff? Right.
Yeah. Bad stuff, you lose the item in play that gives you the smallest bonus.
Oh, yeah, I'll help you out.
Okay. How much are you bringing to the party here?
2, 4, 8, 12, 15.
Okay.
15?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that one. Wandering monster, Thunderbird.
That's what it sounds like.
What does that do?
Level 16, plus 3 against cowboys. Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below. Bad stuff, it eats your steeds and steals all fire flame items you have in play.
Yells.
Quick question. On the seals, is it plus 1 to the each monster, or is it plus 1 to the monster side?
It's monster.
Monsters get a combat bonus of plus 1 per open seal on top of any other bonuses or penalties they may have.
So each monster. So that's another 20.
Yeah. Welp. I'm going to use a piece by probably play this card in combat. Yep. Piece by play this card during combat. The monsters are discarded. No one gets treasure or levels, and all cards played are returned to those who played them. Usable once only.
Woo! I lost my Thunderbird, but meh.
Treasure. Monsters. And then I'm going to, what does Paranoid do?
I get plus 5 when fighting alone, but -5 if I have a helper. That's not lost when I die, but it can be discarded anytime a seal is closed.
Cool. I'm gonna hit Rob with a trap.
Oh no, Rob.
Discard my hand.
Karma 2014.
No, you're supposed to be, you're supposed to want good things happen to Rob.
No, I'm not being mean to Rob. That's the thing.
That sucks.
But bad stuff can still happen to him.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Oh, good one, Rodrigo.
It's like you died, but you still have your levels and most of your stuff.
You usually keep your levels when you die.
Oh, that's true.
But he doesn't get to redraw his hand, though.
No, that's true. His turn.
Yeah.
So it's almost worse.
It's much worse.
Welcome to my life.
It is much, much worse than actually dying.
You still have those items, though.
Yeah. But my hand was kind of awesome.
Well, now you just have your regular hands you use every day.
Turnover.
Okay, I'm going to kick open the door. Kapow! Wandering monster, hooray! And I'm going to loot the room. And I'm going to discard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Ooh, 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 I'm level 1. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, I will give you this card. And this card.
Awesome.
And I'm done.
Kick down the door. Lost my dog, lost my horse, lost my woman.
Lost my hand.
Play this card when you are in combat. Every steed or sidekick you discard gives you a plus 10 for this combat only.
I'm going to put on a hat.
Awesome.
I'm an Indian. Top dollar discard is a monster or steed. You may discard one card from your hand in order to fight it on your turn instead of kicking down a door. You get an extra plus 2 bonus from any item with bow in its name.
Damn it.
I'm done.
Done. A kick in the door. Indian. Yay, I can be super duper. An Indian outlaw.
And the bow that you, I so graciously allowed you to have, is useful.
Yay!
You know what they say, hindsight is 50-50.
If the top door card is Monster Seed, you may discard one card.
Are you a cowboy?
I'm a cowboy.
You have anything that's really good?
I'm a steel horse high ride.
Do you have anything really good with a one-hand thing?
No, actually. Right now I'm getting all my bonus from my clothes.
Oh, okay.
I have a buckle, and I'm wearing Indian armor, and I've got a stovetop hat.
How much is that stovepipe hat? How much is that stovepipe hat worth?
Plus four bonus, but it's only usable by dudes.
Oh.
I'm a dude. Not that kind of dude.
Okay.
I can use it because I'm a cheating varmint.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Nope. No. I have too many cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yep. Wow.
Okay. Goodbye for you. Loop Spurs. Poop.
Just get rid of one of those cards that I gave you.
Oh, I know, but then I'm thinking...
He's got to get rid of two cards, though.
That's a weird noise.
My thinking noise.
That makes sense. That's what your brain sounds like?
You do kind of sound like one of those, like, old HPs. Like the hard disk.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Done.
All right.
HP Lovecraft.
You could have been a militia outlaw with your super munchkin.
Or I could be an Indian outlaw with my super munchkin.
Did you just draw the militia?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're lame. I want a militia.
Still, super munchkin allows you to trade one or the other as you go, right?
Yeah. But I like being Indian.
Sure.
I'm done.
Not that Major Spoilers condones necessarily the use of Indian in this game. But that's a discussion for another day. Here. Time for me to kick down a door?
I think it is.
All right, let's do that. Kick. Disaster. Magnetic pulse reverse. -5 to your next combat due to distraction. After that, the change is permanent, but there is no further penalty. Chain sex. I'm a girl. I'm a cowgirl. On a steel horse, I ride. Door.
More rhinestones.
And then I'm gonna loot the room. I think yes. Loot. And I am done.
All right, I'm going to kick open the door. Only to discover a level 6 cowpuncher, +3 against cowboys. Whoosh! All right, so 6 sits in 10. I'm beating it by 5.
Woo.
Go, Steven.
I am done.
Punch the cow.
I punch the cow.
Right, punches the cowpuncher.
And I get 2 treasures, and it gets to go up a level to level 3.
Who punches the punchman? Qui punch Toadius.
You get 3 treasures.
Ipso punch.
I'm sorry, 3 Toadius. Treasures.
I don't know why I thought.
Why
it was...
do I get 3 treasures?
All monsters have 1 extra treasure.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I've got a +2, my grandpappy's. Place this card with an item that requires hands. So I'm going to get a +2, my grandpappy's protest sign with a bayonet. It's worth an extra +2 in combat. My grandpappy's protest sign with a bayonet. My turn is done.
Your grandfather was a weird man.
Yes, he was. Family heirloom.
One of these days, you're going to have to go protesting.
My turn?
Yes, it is your turn.
Ah! Level 8, undead abomination. You may choose to open a seal before combat. If you do, you get a +10 in this combat.
Wow.
It's currently a 12 to my 10, 11, 12, 15. Do I want to open a seal?
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Steven has a lot of gear.
There's only 4 seals open currently.
Still.
But, only halfway there.
Right now, I'm beating it.
Open the
and...
seal.
Oh, okay, I'll take this. No seal open.
Yeah, you can.
I'm beating it.
You
by can beat it just three. Normally,
right? Yeah.
I like opening seals.
Oh, well, then go for it, dude.
Just do it, man.
Yeah.
Just
do it. Dance like nobody's watching.
Be chaotic.
I'm not opening the seal. It's too awesome not to. It's the bad stuff is the main effect of the current seal applies to you and you only. Starting with the player who opened the seal and going clockwise, everyone draws a face down treasure. So the bad stuff is right now, I draw a treasure. I beat it. I draw three treasures.
And I get a level.
And a level.
Why do you get a level?
Because I'm an outlaw. Kiki.
Oh, so you're letting it beat you.
No, yeah. I'm winning.
Oh,
okay.
Wait,
like
what?
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 to its 12.
I know we were... Oh.
But if you guys mess with it...
Because now you want us to do that, so no.
No, it's and actually, you'd want to do that. I'd get fewer treasures, no level, and you gain a level.
But what if you run away? And then I think all goes to pot.
Meh.
I'm not messing with it.
Nah, me either.
How much are you beating it by?
Three.
How many cards you got in your hand?
One.
Meals rejected by everyone, plus three to the monster.
Cow chip. Plus two to the munchkins. And after the cow chip is used, all other players roll a die. The winner grabs the cow chip and puts it in his hand and may reuse it in the same combat. If two or more players tie for a high roll, the cow chip is pulled apart and discarded.
Ah. Woohoo, I get the cow chip.
Stupid dice.
Oh, you still have a plus two, right?
Yeah. I'm still beating it by two currently.
I got a cow chip, I got a cow chip.
Done then?
I'm done.
Okay. It's in your hand until your turn. Leave. Beaten!
I saw what you did there.
You're finally going to use that?
Yes.
Level and one, two.
I actually helped you out there, Rob.
Uh huh.
I took stinky poo from your hand and put it into my hand.
Ballistic armor. Neg one to run away, plus five bonus. Yeah. I'm not running away from things.
You have a
guys.
Minus two now.
I have a minus one because my moccasins are silenced.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna put both of these in play. I am Dunskies.
Before I start my turn, I would like to give a card suggestion to Steve Jackson James. This is what I've been thinking about for the last three turns. If they ever do a TV set, I would like a card that's called Whacking Phoenix or Whack Him Phoenix, where it's Joaquin Phoenix parody.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. I've been thinking about that for about 10 minutes. It all started when you asked, or someone who punches a cow. And then for some reason I thought Joaquin Phoenix would punch a cow. I'm going to open a door now. Disaster, price controls, lose your most valuable item.
That's what you get for telling a terrible joke.
My whole life.
Karma, 2014.
you just made fun of me, though. Bad karma.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works?
No.
I don't understand karma.
No, nobody does.
Do good stuff and good things happen. Do bad things happen.
Does making fun of people count as bad things?
Can.
Well, you just made fun of me.
Amused the rest of the listeners, though.
You don't know that.
I'm assuming it does because people would complain about us making fun of you constantly.
They complain about how much we make fun of you, but we don't let you know that.
Mm.
That's not true. They love you in your face.
You're not helping on your karma scale there, Zach.
Life is hard for Zach.
Hey, I've died once today. I have six cards.
I'm level four.
I'm going to beat a dead horse and go up a level.
Hey, all right.
I
good for
tell
you.
More Joaquin Phoenix jokes. Level two.
What? You're only level two?
Yeah. This is my life. I'm done.
Oh, Zach.
He's been fucking
remember when you like tried to kill me that second time? Because you thought it'd be funny?
Karma 2014.
Yeah, karma thing is really confusing.
I think he remembers.
Good times, good times.
I want to kick down a door.
It was kind of funny.
I guess humor is in perspective.
Indian class.
You're just a classy dude over there.
Yeah, I am.
So much class, you can't even use all of it.
It's great, too, because it's a girl Indian, and I'm a girl now.
Mm. So. Hey, all right.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to go away. Hang on.
Well, stupid.
I'll loot the room. Loot. I'm going to give up my life as a cowboy.
Don't do it.
No.
To become a something so much cooler.
No.
A blogger.
You're right.
Blogger, read all about it. Anytime a seal opens, you get extra page views. Draw a face down door. Fine wine. Whenever you lose a level, you complain online and draw a face up treasure. 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I'm gonna shoot the piano player again and get a level. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and end my turn.
Okay, I'm going to kick open the door, pow, and find a level 1 armadillo. Darn armadillo gets in everywhere. Plus 10 if played as a wandering monster. Ooh. It is a plus 6. 5. Plus 5.
It's a level 5.
It's a level 5. 3, 2. Smash.
2 treasures.
Joop. Whoa. All right.
Time for Zach to get charity from Steven.
So how does this...
Not if you can help it.
Oh, yes.
Nope, that's not good for Zach.
Yes. 15-year supply of beer and toilet paper. If the 7th seal is open, this is worth plus 3 to your item score. It has no other use.
Plus three to your item score?
I mean, yeah, so maybe we're counting, we're winning by
bonuses.
By bonuses.
Oh, bully, I'm still in last.
This has no value. I don't understand how this is played because it has no slot item.
What is it?
It's a plus 4 bonus, top secret plans.
Not usable.
No value. Top secret plans. Not usable by a blogger. In fact, a blogger can use the top secret plans once, but then they're discarded. I don't understand how this
card. It's just a thing you have.
Have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just cool.
Then I will put that into play then, and I'm done.
Awesome. Kick down the door. Indian.
Wow. Well, I thought that was going around.
Loot the room. Go ahead.
What's over there? Oh, wait. Hey. Look at that. I think I'm going to use tracking. I'm going to...
Oh, son of a crap.
Gail. That's enough.
Thank you.
I guess I didn't really have a
I'm
card
going
I wanted
to
get rid of
anyways. One card from your... Oh, from your hand. Bob.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to discard Medicine Show. And I'm going to take me an armadillo. And I'm going to try to kill it. Yay!
Yeah, when the 7th seal is open, the winner is the munchkin who has the highest combat bonus from cards in play. Nothing else counts.
Oh, combat
Not
bonus.
Even levels. So Bang. These aren't in play, right?
Those are in play.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I don't think I'm going to win this. This is really stupid. That's 4, 5, 2, 4. Oh, crap.
Need a hand?
No. I think I'll just throw a highway flare in, and then that'll put me up.
You couldn't beat the level 1 monster?
No. Not with the seals. No. My math is poor. So I'm winning, now by 1. Would anyone like to take away this momentary happiness I feel?
Yes,
awesome.
I would.
Fantastic. I expect nothing less.
But I'm not going to.
Oh, great. Steven, would you like to ruin this day?
Oh, no. This is a perfect day. Why would I want to ruin it?
Oh, okay. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2. Ah, armadillo dies. And I gain a level. Level 3.
And 2 treasures, apparently.
2 treasures. That's cool. Ooh, all right, cool. I'm going to put on a 20-gallon hat.
It's for a plus 3 bonus. I have 5 cards and I'm done.
My turn?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Take down the door.
Hiya!
Cowboy!
Yay.
Apparently you're supposed to be a cowboy.
It's a sign.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I am going to... Hold the room. Got a ton of cards again.
More stuff for Zach.
More stuff for Zach.
Hopefully. I'm not going to get my hopes up because then I get sad.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's see. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. 2 cards. Wow. Oh, what a glorious day this is.
Go.
Kick open the door, and I find a level 6 pod people. Plus 6 against anyone with more than one class. Lose 2 levels. The player on each side of you gain 1 level each. Ooh. 6, 10. I'm beating it by 5, I think. 5. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 15, 17. Gosh, let me count this again. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 24. Correct.
24 versus what?
10.
10.
Ugh. That's a long way to go.
Okay.
You know, I could have, you know, done this if someone hadn't made me discard my hand.
Yeah, I know.
3-2. Smash. So I get extra treasures now? Double the treasures?
Extra treasure.
One extra treasure?
One extra treasure.
Oh, okay.
Extra treasure? Like double?
1, 2, 3. Runk. I'll do that. Ooh. I'm going to... I've got a tactical thing here that I can put on any item, so I'm going to go my grandpappy's tactical protest sign
with the bayonet.
With a bayonet.
This is the best sign ever.
And then I'm going to...
I really want to curse that item.
I'm going to sell... 2 items, plastic sheeting and this branding iron, to go up another level.
Those don't go there.
Sorry. And then I'm going to blame the government. Oh, sorry, can't do that yet. And my turn is... Wait a minute. Is there anything 300 value or under on that?
Probably. At this point, maybe. I don't know. Sure. You get 3 items of 300 or less?
Yep. Up to 3 items, each of which has a value of 300 gold items or less. I'm just going
to
go ahead and play it.
All right. You get a highway flare.
Okay.
And the meal's rejected by everyone.
All right.
And that's it.
All right.
Hey, Murray. I get it. It's clever.
And I'm done.
All right. I'm not going to kick down the door. I'm going to track me some pot people. They're 10 to my 21.
Interesting. I'm not going to do anything.
Come 2014. Woo! It's going to pay off one of these days.
Mm-hmm. 3 treasures.
Didn't
and
you
a
do
level.
Karma 2013 once?
No.
You sure?
No.
No, that was the opposite. He was trying to piss off as many people as possible in 2013.
Yes, exactly.
Magnetic crystal anti-monster bracelet.
I did a pretty good job of that, too, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know.
Which is not usable by a scientist. And I'll go ahead and put that into play.
Done?
Done.
Done.
I have a kid only item over here.
No, do you?
Go
I got a cowboy only item. No, I don't anymore.
Disaster, false alarm. Lose an item.
What happened, Zach?
I am going.
Is it a disaster?
It is a disaster.
Oh, no. I'm going to blame the government for that and go up a level.
Wow.
Dang, government and their false alarms. making me lose my spurs. That was that conversation an old man just had.
It's definitely something an old man would say. You're right.
Making me lose my spurs.
Tax is going up. I'm going to look for trouble. And that's four. Yep, I can still pull this off. Bam. Rodents of unusual size, level 2. Plus 5 if I have no armor. I do. Plus 3 against females. I'm not. Bad stuff. Oh, rats. Everyone but you draws a face-down treasure.
Someone sex change him with the one that makes it destroy his armor.
No.
I don't even remember what
if
set
that's
If bad
stuff happens, you guys should draw 2 cards.
Ooh.
Wow, look at that. If I die somehow, you can draw 3 cards.
Oh, really?
Just giving you your options for what you're planning on doing over there, Steven.
I'm nice.
Just wanted to give you options.
Bad stuff. Everyone but you draws a face down treasure.
But if bad stuff happens... Oh, no.
It's
sorry.
It's a lose level.
How much are you beating it by?
He's at 6, and I'm at 8. But possibly 12.
I'll give a +2 to the cow chip with the rats. Now everybody can roll a die and see who keeps
it. Oh, yay. Let's roll a die, everyone.
Do I get to roll a die, too?
No.
Okay.
Die 3.
You get it back, huh? Chip. Rob got his poo back.
Yep. How much are you beating it by now?
I am not beating it at all.
Okay. At 8, you're tied, right? I thought you said you could possibly go to 12.
Well, I could if I wanted to, but I'm not winning now. But now I have to.
He's got Chuck.
Yeah.
You have to sacrifice.
You
have to sacrifice a card.
I'm going to pay him with an outlaw.
Don't you pay him at the end of the combat?
It says before or after.
After the combat is over, sure.
So you're using Chuck, which puts you at...
I'm going to use a Chuck, which gives me
12.
And
then he has to discard
versus...
Chuck at the end.
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
No.
8.
8.
12 versus 8?
That's +4.
Well, let's try this. I'm going to throw a cow chip at him.
No, that one's already in play, right?
Nope. No. After the cow chip is used, all other players roll a die. The winner grabs the cow chip, puts it in his hand, and may reuse it in the same combat.
Oh, okay.
You too, Zach.
5.
2.
Okay, Rodrigo.
This is insane. This is madness.
Oh, I don't roll.
No,
6.
This is Sparta. Right,
4. So now it's 4
now it's
on
tied
top.
To
now
him.
It's tied.
Okay. Is this one yours, Zach?
That's Zach's.
Okay.
And listeners, I did just didn't even touch the couch. I just flung it back into the fight.
Didn't want to get your dainty hands dirty.
No, that's gross.
The magic poo has struck and left its stinky stank all over Zach.
Well,
that's
I
what you get for all those scat jokes in our bonus tracks episodes that people can find over at members.majorspoilers.com.
It was one in the last episode, maybe 6 or 7 in episode. Okay. Wait. And most of them weren't even scat jokes. They were mostly fart jokes.
There was a shark joke.
There was
in there.
A joke in there that included feces with a fart, but
you can
those
find
were far and few between.
You can find out more at
members.majorspoilers.com.
Whatever. Anyone want to help me since you've all already thrown something in against me?
I'll do it for both treasures.
If bad stuff, you will get a treasure.
Yeah, that's why I throw in the cow chip again. We all get 3 treasures, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand your logic there.
Don't, if you lose...
No,
you...
if I lose a level.
If he loses a level, we all draw a treasure.
Oh, okay.
But if he has... The bad stuff here is we all draw a treasure.
Hey, all right. Yeah. Throw the cow chip
in. I'll help you for
help
both
me?
The treasures.
For both of the treasures?
Both of the treasures.
Are you insane?
If I don't help you, then the bad stuff could happen and I get a treasure.
I dislike
so
you.
I need, you know, incentive.
I dislike you.
I know you do.
Or
don't
one
make
treasure,
me fling the poo at you again.
One treasure is guaranteed if you help me. It's near not guaranteed if the bad stuff happens.
Yeah,
and
both
you
the
could
treasures.
Pick, and you could pick a treasure. One of those treasures. One of them could be awesome. Both could be even awesomer.
You know what? Yeah, I'll be nice to Zach.
Yeah, one treasure. Yay. Let's kill a rodent.
How much are you bringing into this?
A crap ton. 5, 10, 15, 20.
20?
Yes, because I don't have a helper. I am the helper.
Right.
I am the one who helps.
But I am
Whoa, I am the one that helps.
But I don't get my plus five bonus from Paranoid either.
Gotcha.
Because I'm not fighting.
Anyone? Anyone?
Nope.
Yay, dead rodent.
Bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop.
Bloop.
Bloop. Oh, that's a big gun.
That was a one treasure monster?
Yep.
That was a one treasure monster. Man.
All of that for one treasure.
Rob, well, two treasures.
You can't even use that blunderbuss, Rob.
I know I can't use the blunderbuss.
But Zach could, right?
Yeah, man.
Zach could.
So, pretty sweet.
Here, go ahead and have yourself a blunderbuss.
Yeah, blunderbuss. One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, wait, I'm four. Still last. Awesome. I'm gonna. Oh, wait.
This Lobby's got to stick together, right?
Chuck. Oh, so I had to use Chuck, so I discard this anyways. So now I have five. Yay. One, two, three, four, five. Good. Done.
Done. I'm going to kick down the door.
Zach, did you eat too many Lucky Charms tonight before you head over?
Scientist.
No, I had tuna. Well, I meant to make tuna.
Dude.
I meant to make tuna casserole, but I forgot to put the tuna in, so I just had casserole.
You're acting kind of jumpy, like when my kids get out of control from sugar.
I don't think I had any sugar today.
Usually leads to me yelling.
Or laughing maniacally at my pain.
Well, let's see.
Note, add reverb there.
Yes, I was just thinking. I was like, there needs to be reverb. It'd be great. You know how Ibit does chapter markers for mm-hmm. Coverville?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great if we did chapter markers for this one. And it's just
don't
like,
give anybody ideas.
It's just like Zach gets upset. Zach's feelings get hurt. Yeah. Like all the chapters.
Everyone
laughs at Zach.
Steven laughs at Zach.
Everyone else
laughs at Zach.
Everyone flings poo at Zach.
Poor Zach.
That was a fun turn.
All right. I am going to go up a level by getting off the grid. Level 8.
Nice. Close the seal. Oh, or close the seal.
Or close the seal, yeah.
Words are important.
Then I'm going to go looking for trouble against... Oh, never mind. That's a terrible idea. I'm just going to loot the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Gonna hit Steven with a nuclear blast.
What?
Hopefully there's no fallout.
What?
But I like Fallout. Fallout's a
what?
Fun
what? Put into my disaster card.
You sold it?
Damn it.
Huh.
Damn you, Rodrigo.
Steven loses a level.
Huh.
You blew my one chance.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sorry, I had 6 cards in my hand.
Could have done it against
there
Zach.
You go. What for?
You could have. Well, he does make a point. You could have.
You would have gotten to draw a card after replace it.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Kick open the door. Cheat. Play this card with any item card you have in play. Yeah, good thing I got rid of that one card.
Mm.
I'll keep it in play.
You can't.
Yeah.
You have to play it with a card you have in play.
Well, fine.
It has to be attached to something.
Go looking for trouble. Level 2 in-laws.
Plus 4 against outlaws.
It's not outlaws.
Yes, plus 4 against outlaws.
But it's also like your spouse's parents.
Oh, good job, Zach.
Coming to
it's
smash
like, it's like
in 3, 2, smashed. 2 treasures. Zoink and zoink. Ooh. So I go back up my level. And let's see. I'm going to sell some things. I'm going to sell my 10-gallon hat. And my 4, 7. I'm just going to hold on to that for now. All right. Done.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and kick down the door. Level 2, Three-Eyed Mutant. With the power of its mind, it calls for allies. Any non-undead monster can be played to join it in combat.
Any what?
Non-undead monster can be played to join it in combat.
Undead monster. I send in Zach.
Zach, I choose
monster,
you.
Not player.
He's a monster. My children.
I'll give you that one.
Hey, now, you're talking about my kids.
Their cuteness blinds you.
You started it.
Yes, their cuteness blinds you. Lose 2 levels.
Dangerous. How much are you beating it by right now?
A lot.
I'm at 25 versus it's 6.
Wow. That's a lot.
It, like, all my stuff is plus 5 bonuses. Or stuff what helps me carry the big shit. Like my jackass. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, but like any monster that gets thrown in is also going to get a plus 4 on it.
Yeah, if I only had something, I could throw something in and we could all gang up on Rob. But...
gang up on Rob.
Is it worth it to gang up on Rob right now when Steven's sitting at 8?
Rodrigo's sitting at 8?
I'm sitting at 4.
He's talking to me, Steven.
Oh, okay.
I'm a viable option.
You're not going to gang up on Rob because karma, 2014.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not playing this card that I have. Look at that smile, Rodrigo. How can you turn down that dopey, cheesy smile?
How could I say no to that?
Like this.
No, no. All right, no. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. I have bigger fish to fry.
Ah, damn it.
Like a halibut.
The monster in my hand's undead. I'm going to kill it.
Well, that's assuming that anyone else has an undead monster. Were you going to play that on top of that?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, okay.
Any non-undead.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget your level.
Yep. I don't have a hat yet. I have a boonie hat.
If the seventh seal opens, I'm not sure I'm going to win.
I am...
we haven't had a seal open for a while.
Done.
Yeah. That's a surprisingly long amount of time.
Ah, but here's a door card of the Apocalypse Variation.
Level 18, Destroying Angel. Before combat, if there is no seal in play, open a seal. Otherwise, repeat the main effect of the most recent seal.
Hey.
Starting with the player who opened the seal and going clockwise, everyone draws a face-down treasure.
Yeah.
Start with Zach.
Treasure.
Wow.
There you go.
Treasure.
Bam.
Hey, all right.
Now, besides that, we have a level 22 monster to deal with. And by we, I mean me.
I'll be nice and not get involved in this combat and give you a plus 5.
Fantastic. Thank you for your support.
Karma 2014.
What am I at? That's 8, 10, 13 to its 22. 9.
I'll help you for...
So 22 is... And, I said 13 plus 4 is 7. Nope. It still only gets me tied.
Is that counting my plus 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, right now on your own?
No. If I...
Or if you throw Chuck
if
in?
If I throw Chuck in.
I will help you for first and third pick.
First and third pick.
And third pick.
I'll help you for just one treasure.
Oh, I choose Rodrigo.
Rodrigo, I choose you.
Yay.
We need a baseball cap for you and a backpack.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
We're going to make an online video.
I'm coming in with 11.
11. That's 24. We're winning by 2.
But Zach's not going to be the very best.
How do you know?
If I train.
Yeah. He's got to train.
Hey, man.
He's got to go meet...
It's going to be a lot of training.
He's got to go meet a lot of Nurse Joys.
I don't think we have a montage long enough for that.
He's got to go meet a lot of Nurse Joys.
Anybody doing anything here?
Anyone else doing anything?
Nope.
What's the total against you guys?
24 to 22.
24 to 22. Oh, that's it?
Yep.
Cow chip.
I don't see anything.
Flip it over.
Card, I don't see anything.
Cow chip time.
I just wanted to watch you, fail to...
3. You just wanted to watch me burn. 4.
Hey, you get the cow chip.
Just stay there, cow. Chip.
You're going to throw it again?
If you throw it in, they have the opportunity to throw it again.
Oh, no.
So just hang on to it.
Okay,
for now.
Yeah.
But we're tied, right?
Yes, now you're tied. He's going to throw poop on himself.
He's complaining about it. Just, poop.
Oh, wait. No, I can throw a check-in. Check-in. We up two.
Winning by two, then? No.
Yes.
Winning by four?
No.
Okay.
I thought the couch had tied you.
Oh, yeah. 1-4. Anything else?
What's the bad stuff?
Discard two items and open a seal.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Plus two to either side. So we're still up two.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Here's I'm gonna give you a bit of advice, Steven. If another player is gonna throw something in, don't stop them from throwing something in because that's resources that they're wasting.
Are you throwing something else in? I thought he was about to beat it.
He's about to beat it.
Yeah. No.
Here's another piece of advice. Pay attention to what other players are doing.
Yeah, that's what I said. Here we go. Neil's rejected by everyone. Plus three.
Okay.
You guys are down by
now
one.
Now we're down by one.
Shoot.
That's okay. I'm going to throw in patent medicine. Plus four to either side. So
cool.
We're up by four. Or up by three.
Three. Yay.
Calendar stone. Tied.
Tied. Crab stand.
Yes, that's why you're tied.
I use Code of the West. During any combat in which you are the main player or helper, each player except the other person in the combat must give you one card of his choice, usable once only.
Oh.
So, both Chow gotta give me a card. Okay, so where were we at?
We were tied.
Tied?
Yep.
Okay. You don't got anything else you can throw in here?
I mean, besides the cow chip.
No, don't throw in the cow chip.
I have nothing.
I'm going to become a cowboy. I think. Yep. And then help my partner by throwing in a scientist to give us plus three.
Cool.
What's help your partner?
When you help another player in a combat, you may discard one or two cards for plus three bonus each.
Ooh. So you guys are up by three?
Yes.
Correct.
Do you got anything more?
I do, don't you?
Mine's a little excessive right now.
They're up by three?
Yeah.
Smoke grenade. Used during any combat, plus three to either side. Either way, if the munchkins lose, they are minus one to run away.
So what are we at now?
Tied.
I'll throw in a cheat for another plus three.
Plus five. Small, well-aimed asteroid. I killed your scientist. Your cheating scientist.
Yeah.
We're up by two. Well, the monster side is up by two.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. You got any?
No, these are just... This is nothing, and this, I don't have a bow, and any of my things, and that's the only thing that's going to help me.
Mm-hmm.
You already used Chuck.
They're losing by how much?
Two.
Oh, so he can't even throw in his cow chip.
Yeah.
No, I mean, unless we wanted to risk.
You'd be at a tie.
If I used it, and then I already got it, it would be the only way.
Yeah.
Want to try it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's try it. Cow chip.
So you guys are tied?
Yep.
Four.
The day is ours.
And Rodrigo has to throw the cow chip again.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Okay, now this is where it goes.
One.
Oh, wait. Grab from my sack.
Why didn't you grab from the sack, Steven?
Yes. Grab from the sack.
You're missing the bigger picture.
Bam.
So you guys are tied again.
No, they're
up by two.
And I have the cow chip.
Oh, okay.
You got anything more?
Nope. Oh. Not what I'm going to play this time. Ah.
Well, that's a bummer.
We win?
Three, apparently, two, I'm out of cards.
One. Yay.
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 That was expensive.
That was intense.
Door. Treasure.
Two levels.
Did you?
Oh, did I? I probably mixed those up. And I must discard a card. I will discard an Indian class for Chuck.
And your five treasures.
We'll draw five treasures. Rodrigo, you may have three treasures.
Wow.
Since you use so many cards.
Thanks.
You're welcome. There you go.
Well, I want to go up a level.
Of course.
And the boots, because I don't have foot gear yet. And I guess this first aid kit.
Cool. I have a safety vest and photo floods. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Poop. Oh, I'll just hold the couch up. Now I'm done.
Okay. I'm going to put on some boots. Army boots. I get one extra hand. Carry around a first aid kit, which is a +2 bonus. And a collapsible toothbrush, both of which are, which is a +1 bonus. Both are one-handed items. Don't have another one-handed item to cheat with. And then I'm going to kick down the door. Against a level 6 cell phone. +3 against bloggers. No bonuses granted by your mobile phone can be used in this combat. Bad stuff. No bonuses granted by your mobile phone can be used for the rest of the game.
Harsh.
I am beating it by, let's see, what's it at?
10.
10? Yep. I'm at 21, so I'm beating it by 11.
You got anything?
Yeah. Wandering monsters. Invasive species.
No.
Do you have an undead?
Nope.
Okay.
So that's 18.
Oh, you added 18 to that?
Well, it's 14 plus 4, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You added 18 to the already 10, so it's at 28 versus the 21?
Rodrigo's 21?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So how much am I losing by now?
Seven.
Bad stuff, lose your armor. If you have no armor, lose a level. Anybody want to help?
No. You have a level up card in hand.
Well, that's ridiculous. If he wins, he can get two levels anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It would help your combat, I guess.
I'm going to run away.
Who first?
Run away from the cell phone first. And I do, of course. And then I'm going to run away from the invasive species. And I don't, of course.
What's the bad stuff?
I lose an armor, and if I have no armor, I lose a level, but I did.
Now I go up to level 7.
Why do you go up to level 7?
Because I'm an outlaw, and bad stuff happened to Rodrigo, and I go up a level when bad stuff happens.
Oh, that's not good.
You could have actually come out better from... Well, yeah. Yes, the angel was 2 levels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my turn.
All right, I'm going to kick open the door. Pow, level 6 Calamity Jane. -4 against dudes. She's a level 10 against my... Whatever the hell I've got here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12... 15, right?
No. 12, 15, 18, 22, 4,
32. Bam.
Yeah.
Do I get an extra treasure on this?
Still get an extra treasure. Which should have happened with we didn't do that. Guys.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, that would have changed things.
Yeah.
Potentially.
All right, so that goes up to 9. Shoot. Dang it.
Shoot, dang it.
Shoot,
got,
dang it.
Got yourself a go-up-a-level card that you can't use now?
No, but I could have sold a bunch of crap and then won the combat and gone up a level, but... All right, I am done.
Okay.
Yeah, now I can't sell anything.
That's okay.
No, not really.
You could sell stuff just so you know.
Maybe between now and the end, now end and your next turn, then 3 more seals will open.
There
it
you
can
go.
Happen.
Yeah. And I think one of you two would probably still win because I don't think any of this stuff counts. Maybe it does. I don't know.
Double check that.
It doesn't say. It just says.
Because I kind of want a ruling before I do some things.
All right. Okay, it says, 7th seal. When the 7th seal is open, the winner is Munchkin, who has the highest combat bonus from cards in play. Nothing else counts, not even levels.
Combat bonus would be your
the stuff
equipable gear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Only stuff that's equipped, right?
Yep.
So,
okay.
None of the stuff counts.
Yep.
But you had 32, didn't you?
That's minus 9.
Oh, minus
9. Yeah. I've got... 5, 10, 15.
I don't think we're going to open
22.
The likelihood of hitting 3 open seals in a row is pretty
fairly low.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because we all have open seal cards.
Like open seal, open
We've
seal,
been
open seal.
Against you. Yes. Probably.
Because we want Steven to win.
Yeah, but I think you're beating me, right, Rob?
Nope.
Hmm? Oh.
Not quite. I've got 22 to your 23.
Oh, okay.
If anyone's wondering, I have 13. Just for the folks at home.
I have like 12.
Whoa!
Yeah. I've actually... Uh-huh. The problem with the problem with having the lead for the majority of the game is that a lot of time you don't end up getting a lot of treasures.
Yeah. Except Steven. He's been...
No, Steven's
has
been...
Has he not been in the lead
most Steven's
of the time?
Been behind this whole time.
I was down with you.
Yeah.
Up until
Were
the
you?
Last couple of...
Oh, okay.
I think I jumped 3 levels in one thing.
Oh.
And opted not to close the seal.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Gonna go ahead and discard a tweet your last words to track down Calamity Jane. Or Calamity Jane. Who is a level 10 versus my 28. I have to fail bad stuff. I have to have bad stuff happen to me in order to play it.
Then why can you use it?
He's discarding
I'm tracking it.
It.
I'm discarding it.
Oh, okay.
Class. Track.
Oh, she beats you?
No.
No, no, no.
I am tracking Calamity Jane.
Oh, okay.
I'm pitching a card to track Calamity Jane.
Gotcha.
Because I'm not going to be able to use that card.
Gotcha.
Because I'm too far behind for you guys to waste stuff on me.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
And I kill
Sir. Rob's in last.
Yep. Yep.
Rob's tied. For last, Zach.
Yep.
Or tied for third. More positive way to look at it.
Yeah, tied for third.
Yep.
2.
That's bronze. That's almost Olympic season.
Mm-hmm. It's a country apocalypse, man.
That's true.
Saturday Night Boots.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell by the way I do my walk. I'm woman man.
No time to talk.
With built-in fire starter.
Wow, that does not sound safe.
Too much groove in the dance floor. Set those babies right off.
Actually.
Too late, you already equipped it.
Oh, no, no. Leave him alone.
I'm going to put the built-in fire starter on my magnetic crystal anti-monster bracelet. With built-in fire starter.
What does that do again?
The magnetic crystal anti-monster bracelet.
Yeah.
Plus 3 bonus.
Oh, okay.
Not usable by scientists.
One of them new wavy things.
Yeah. Balances your inner chi. A pet.
Aren't you wearing
balances
one of those?
Balances your inner chi a pet. What? No?
No, I am.
Oh.
Oh,
how's that working for you?
I think my chi's pretty balanced right now.
Good.
Good.
I don't know if I'm using it right.
Hello?
Hello?
And
oh, yeah. Also, somebody shot me and I stopped the bullet with my teeth.
Nice.
Definitely not using that thing right.
I'm going to...
It's like, is this supposed to give me fire breath?
No. Equip this.
You just really well balanced.
Tomahawk and asp.
Asp?
Yes. I'm spreading my bonus out.
Cool.
Go.
Door. Bam. Level 8 train robber. It's risky to follow these tracks. +4 against Indians. Dang it.
Oof.
Roll a die. Bad stuff. Roll a die. Bad. Roll a die. If the result is lower than your level, you are reduced the number you rolled. Otherwise, you lose 2 levels. That's the bad stuff.
Yipe.
So, this train robber is at 16 with all these fancy bonuses.
You're at 20. If you use
Chuck. Did I say that? Yeah, I'm at 20 if I use Chuck.
16 if you don't.
Yep, that's time. Voice where I come from. Well, shucks. I think I'll... Yeah, I'll just use Chuck, and I'll be winning. Good job, Chuck.
Bro, get in there for me. Bro. Yeah.
Love, 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 love. Blah, 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 blah. Is it Crazy Dave?
Yes. No, this is just Chuck.
Oh.
Chuck Wagon.
Chuck's his cousin.
Cousin.
Anyone want to help this crazy train?
I see what you did there.
It's going off the rails.
Yep. Yep.
No.
No, thanks.
No? No?
It's yours.
Yay! Dead train robber. That's a level. Level 8.
Yeah, 3 treasures.
And I'm going to... Do I have to discard right after the battle? Sure. I'm going to discard an escape rocket. That's a treasure. And... Did you say 3? Yeah, yep. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 treasures in my hand.
See, Zach, you've come up pretty far. I mean, you're ahead of Rob.
Yeah, Zach's so, in this.
I faced a lot of adversity in my childhood that allowed me to rise above it.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, wait.
Wandering the apocalypse.
What is this? Did I just win a rodeo? I did. Level. Level.
Good job, Zach.
Thank you.
For winning at a rodeo.
Oh, okay. I'm going to make a blunderbuss with unlimited ammo. Why don't you give me a +3 bonus because it's a 2-handed item, which moves that bonus up to 7.
Wow.
It's a 7 bonus.
As long as you're an outlaw.
I am an outlaw.
That can change.
You can change. Your mindset into doing nice things instead of evil things. Just think about it, maybe. I'm done.
All right, I'm going to kick down the door here. Kick. Trap dance. Lose the foot gear you're wearing. No, I need that.
Your handy boots?
Yep.
Are you down a hand now, or are you just...
No, I never... Yep. I didn't have... Well, yeah, technically.
Your hands are full.
But, yeah, I only had 2 hands worth of items anyway. I can look for trouble now, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go looking for trouble.
Crap.
No, I have the crap. Oh, I also just played a nail gun because I realized I had a G card in my hand. Thanks, clicked.
I'm going to fight a level 1 national gourd.
You're going to beat it with your toothbrush.
Yep. If you kill, yeah, actually. Both of these are actually...
Against the gourd.
Against the gourd.
Awesome.
Art bonus. If you kill it, keep this card and count it as headgear with a +1 bonus, but no value. You still get your level and treasure. Bad stuff. Give a card to each militia in the game.
Mm.
So right now it's at 5.
Yep.
And I'm at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
So you're up by 10?
Yes. No, I'm up by more than 10.
Oh, 13. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was remembering your level, not the monster's level.
Yep.
Throw a cow chip at him, see what happens.
So you go around the merry-go-round bush thing? There's a phrase in there somewhere.
You're a terrible cowboy, Zach.
Pull from your sack. All right.
I'm not rolling.
6.
4.
Yay.
Throw. Okay.
Pull from your sack, Zach.
4. No, yes, I was declaring the bonus, not what I rolled. Man. 4.
Goes to Steven.
I throw it in.
Okay.
Woo.
You don't roll this time, Steven.
3.
4.
Throw it again.
Have you reached the limit yet?
It goes to you.
It can be used until...
Right, I know, but I mean, have we reached the level where he doesn't need to do anything?
No. He was up by 13. We've only used it 3 times.
Oh, goodness. Throw the chip. It's like Frisbee.
5.
4.
Yeah.
Better run out of dice. No, I'm not. 7.
Yes.
Throwing of the chip.
Crap.
And Rodriguez got it.
Jigs up, kids.
So we got 10 of the 13 that we needed. You're only down up by 3.
Only up by 3. You play that cow chip or not?
He's up by 3.
He's up by
3.
No,
I'm keeping it.
All right.
That'd be silly.
He's up by 3.
And covered in cow.
Yep. We'll say 4.
No.
What a wow.
Beating by how much?
4.
Dehydrated water plus 5.
Ooh, dehydrated water. I would say
the cow chip will not get you the game.
Could.
No, because one of the 3 of us will get it and we'll throw it right back.
Yep.
Which he can then use again.
Oh,
but one of the 3 of us will get it, which we'll throw it right back.
Yep.
I would like to say how cool you played that go up a level card. You're like, let's make that 4 or whatever you said. It was pretty cool.
Oh, thanks.
It was smooth.
Thanks.
And all that class you've been collecting this whole game.
Yep.
Yeah. Whoa, Steven. What were those eyes?
I think you need nappy time, Zach.
I think a lot of girls in high school gave me that exact same look you just did. Like, this kid's weird.
Well, at least you recognize the difference.
Oh. No, it's pretty much the same.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yep, I got nothing. At least nothing that I want to use. So, I'm going to try to run away.
What's bad stuff? Can you die?
Give a card to each militia in the game.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Because if you die, I would have won.
Yeah.
Would that have been crazy?
Can you do that?
That would have been great.
That's my power.
Does a 4 run me away?
5
no,
or 6.
5 no. or 6. Dang. Congratulations, Zach.
No. The level can be the winning level if he would have died.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise,
I just... Treasure.
Keep on door. Living.
All right. Done?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to kick open the door. Pow. Yeah. To a level 1 citizen's band.
Oh.
Citizen's band gets plus 5 for every disaster discarded to help it.
Nope.
Couch it.
Yes.
Chip.
Oh, I don't roll.
6.
Oh no, Steven's bringing out his sack. It's sack on sack action.
Zach, you don't need to use your. Ooh.
Ooh. But
Zach, you need to use your
no.
sack.
No. Well,
he can still get a 7.
As can I. He does not.
Dang it.
So I am going to use my loaded die. Turn that to a 1. That becomes a 7.
Damn it. No. Give me my die.
Which one's yours?
This one.
Okay.
Got to reload my sack.
Oh, Rodrigo has the other one. Okay.
Yep. This is yours, Steven?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Oh, yeah. It'll be ordinary.
Okay, plus 5 to the monster.
Ornery.
6, 11. Anyone else?
I have nothing.
I've got nothing.
Steven wins.
Stupid Yay. Karma.
Karma 2014.
Yay, Steven.
All right, everybody. That wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. Thank you for downloading. This was much more fun than I thought it was going to be, Zach.
Yeah, me too.
And actually, the sets combine well, except for the occasional, you know, the blogger bit. I think if the blogger hadn't appeared, it probably would have still been fairly
Oh, there was
themed
a scientist.
Correctly.
Well, I guess there's scientists in the world.
Yeah,
but
sure. Yeah. So, yeah, fun. All right. Listeners, we are still seeking feedback on our game plus five, where we have five people playing in the game. What combo would work best with a five-player combo? You let us know by sending an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. Don't forget, if you want to get these bonus tracks that we were talking about and joking about earlier, head over to members.majorspoilers.com. You can find all of the information over there. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
What?
Oh!
You're a couple days ahead there on the recording schedule. Everybody loves a list.
Everybody loves a list. I mean, whatever. I won. Nah.
network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.